Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מתוך ספר.
Hi, we're learning from Sefer, the book of Zohar from everyone, from volume 4, Mishpatim Ordinances. You can watch our lesson on kab.tv. You can ask questions and they'll be answered during the lesson.
The book of Zohar is written from the highest degree, from the end of correction. That other than the writers of Zohar, no one has achieved that degree. We'll only achieve that degree at the end of correction. That's why the main thing that we can learn from the Zohar itself is to use the reforming light, and that's why we need to, as much as possible, connect and absorb as much as possible of the reforming light that's going to influence us, and that will be our goal, our intention, to be together and expect the Torah, the light of the Torah.
Administer justice in the morning, 517. Why did the Creator see fit to give the dinim to Israel, meaning the portion Mishpatim, ordinances, after the Ten Commandments? The Torah was given to Israel from the side of Gvura. For this reason, they must establish peace among them through judgments and ordinances, so that the Torah will be kept on all its sides. The world exists only on din, for without the din it would not exist. And for this reason, the world was created in din and exists. 518. It is written, administer justice in the morning. Is it only for the morning and not the entire day? In the morning means until the judges eat and drink. For anyone who sentences after he has eaten and drank, it is not a true judgment, as it is written, you shall not eat with the blood. This is a warning for judges not to eat prior to judging. For anyone who judges after he has eaten and drank, it is as though he convicts his friend's blood and gives him to another, since he actually gives his blood to another by false judgment. It is so with regard to money, and is even so more so with regard to capital offences. The judges must be careful to judge only before they have eaten and drunk. It is written about that, administer justice in the morning, and also, I am the Lord who exercises mercy, justice, and righteousness on earth. 519. One who lies in judging lies in the corrections of the king. The corrections of the king are those of which it is written, who exercises mercy, justice, and righteousness on earth. It is also written, for I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Everything, mercy, justice, and righteousness depend on one another. These are the corrections of the throne, Malchut, as it is written, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. And it is written, a throne will even be established in mercy. The rooms of the tabernacle. 520. The Rosh of the king is established in Chag. Gar, Chabad are called Rosh. The king is Zerampin, because Chabad are not permanent in Zerampin, but only during prayer, on appointed days, and on Sabbaths. They are not regarded as Chub, but as Chug, Vak. This is the big difference between Arichampin, whose Gar is permanent, and they are actual Gar, entirely Rachamim, and Zerampin, whose Gar are not permanent. For this reason, even when he has Gar, Chabad, they are regarded as Chagat, and they are Dinim in them. Also, the Zohar does not consider Tiferet, either because even in Arichampin, Dat is considered Rosh. Rather, Tiferet rose to the Rosh and decided between Chub, and for this reason was discerned as Rosh. This is why there is no limitation in initiation in it. From this Rosh to Zerampin, hair hangs down, hairs over hairs, These are all the extensions by which upper degrees and lower ones unite. Through them, the lower degree rises to the upper one, and they become one. The masters of the masters are drawn out of the hairs, the true ones, who are weighty, who sigh and cry. The litigators, the merciful, the flavors of Torah, the secrets of Torah, purities and impurities. All are called the hairs of the king, meaning extensions that extend from the Holy King. And everything comes down from the hidden attic, Arich Ampin. In the first degree, the bottom hay rose to Nikve Enayim and ended the degree there, and the chap fell from it to the degree below it, which is Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. This is the degree of Rosh Desag de Arich Ampin, the Dhamma Kadmon. However, no change at all took place in Rosh Desag itself. Rather, a new degree of ten sfirot emerged and hung down the ten sfirot of Rosh Desag Daak. It is called Patsuf Serot of Rosh Desag, and the part that remained in the degree, Galgalta Ve'naim and Nigve'naim, are called Se'erot Rosh, hairs of the head. The part that came out of the degree of Rosh Desag, which are a chap, that fell to the degree below it, to Gad Nekudim, is called Serot Dikna, or the beard hair of Rosh Desag. In the world of Tikkun, correction, the Patsuf Serot hangs down Rosh Arhampin, whose achap, which are Serot Dikna, fell to the degree below it, Abba Ve'imba, which are clothed there during Katnut. During Gadlut, when a Zivug Da'ab Sag Da'ak is done, lowering the bottom hay from the sides of Rosh Desag Da'ak to the Siyum, the end of its Dikna, the Dikna Desag rises and bonds with the Serot of the Rosh into one degree. At that time, the bottom hay descends from the sides of the Rosh Da'arech Ampin to the Siyum of its Dikna. And Dikna Da'arech Ampin returns and rises to Serot Rosh Da'arech Ampin and bonds with him into one degree. Upon its return, it raises Abba Ve'ima along with it to Rosh Arich Ampin, where they receive from Chochmas Dima of the Arich Ampin. After the ascent of Dikna with Abba Ve'ima to Rosh Arich Ampin, all the half degrees below them that fell to the degrees below them are drawn after them and rise back to their degrees. Thus, each lower degree, which during Katznut had the Achap from the upper one, rises with the Zachap to the upper one as well. This is so because Yishsut rise to Abba Ve'ima through Achap to Abba Ve'ima, where they were in Katznut. Also, Zon rise to Yishut through Achup de Yishut, where they were in Katnut, and the souls of the righteous rise to Zon through Achap de Zon, where they were during the Katnut. Thus, each ascent of the lower one to the upper one, in order to unite into one, which it is done through Se'erot Dikna de Arich Ampin, that raised Abba Ve'ima to Rosh de Arich Ampin, after which comes the ascent of each lower to the upper. The Se'erot are the whole extension by which the upper degrees and lower degrees unite into one, since through them each inferior degree rises to its superior. Thus, Abba Ve'ima rise to Arich Ampin, Yesut to Abba Ve'ima, Zon to Yeshut, and the souls of the righteous to Zon. All the Mochin of Atzilut and Bia Katznut and Gadlut emerge from Patzvut Seirot in Rosh Arechampin. The degrees of the souls of the righteous extend from Patzvut Seirot in Rosh Zarampin. The masters of masters extend from them the degree of Gar Degar, Chochmah, as well as the true ones, Binah, the weighty Da'at, the middle line, which weighs the illumination of right and left so they can shine together, and the sighing and the crying, who are dominated by the left line without right, from which harsh dinim are extended. All who are attached to it weep and wail, and they are called the sighing and the crying. They are also called litigators. When the middle line unites the left with the right, the merciful ones come out of the middle line, and likewise with the flavors of Torah, as it is written, "Taste and see that the Lord is good," and the secrets of the Torah. During Gadlut, purity extends from them, and during Katnut, Tumah, impurity extends from them. They are all regarded as the king's hair, extensions that are drawn from the holy king, since all the kinds of extensions from Zerampin come from his Seirot. Seirot Rosh D'Arechampin are the root of Seirot Rosh Zerampin. 521. The Metzach, forehead of Zerampin, is counting of the wicked. When their works are counted and their iniquity disclosed, it is called Metzach of the king. Kvora increases in their dinim and spreads on her side. And this differs from the Metzach of the Holy Attic, which is called Ratzon. The two Otznaim years, Abba V'ima, are Gar Debina, Metzach Tzedat, which mates Abba V'ima, since there is a Masach is established from the Yod, Malchut, which rose to the light of Bina, and diminished into Avir, light of Chasadim. Abba V'ima mates on this Mach of the Yod inside the Metzach, in a great and very wonderful Zivug, to impart light of Chasadim upon all the worlds. This zivug does not stop, and there is none like it in another degree. Therefore, the Yod never comes down from the Avir de Abba V'ima, for if it did, this great and wonderful zivug would stop. It is written, because he desires mercy, chesed, because he is Binah, desires the great Zivug to impart chasadim, and does not desire the Yud to come down from her Avir, and to give light of Chochmah. This is why Metzach de Arechampin is called Metzach of the Ratzon, since the dinim in the Yud that rose there were established as a Metzach that mates upper Abba Ve'ima due to the desire to bestow upon the worlds from the light of Chasadim that extends from the Zivug of upper Abba Ve'ima that does not stop. However, when the Metzach of Zerampin does not receive from Metzach D'Arechampin the great Zivug of upper Abba Ve'ima on the Dinim of the Yud that entered the light of Binah is absent there. And this Masach of Yud serves only to punish the wicked who have sinned, so they do not enjoy the light of Chochmah. For this reason, she entered the light and diminished into Avir. When the iniquities of the lower ones have been disclosed and they are unfit for reception of light of Chochmah, the Metzach of the king serves to take this light away from them through the ascension of the Yud to the light that is there, diminishing it into Avir. The Gvura intensifies in her dinim to sentence the wicked, and spreads on her side, so the din spreads out to make the light disappear from the wicked and to punish them. In the Metzach of Atik, who is Arechampin, this Masach is set up in his Metzach to mate upper Abba Ve'ima in a never-ending Zivug. Hence, when the Yud that rose into the light that is there became a Masach, it is highly desirable, because the great Zivug of Upper Abba Ve'ima was made on her, and this is why it is called Metzach of the Ratzon.
522. The king's eyes, meaning the watching over everyone, watching over upper and over lower, and all the guards of the king are called eyes. In the eyes, the colors white, red, and green unite, and all the king's guards are called by these colors, each according to his manner. And all of them are called the colors of the eyes. As the king's guarding appears, so the colors awaken. Supervision of Chesed is white, Din is red, and Rachamim is green. Supervision is Chochmah. Since supervision is from the light of Chochmah, as it is written, you have made them all in wisdom. Eyes are the supervision, Chochmah, and the three colors of the eyes are three lines, since Chochmah appears only over all of them together. For this reason, a color is special supervision, as it is part of Chochmah. 523. The eyebrows are called the place that gives supervision to all the colors of the guards. These brows, in regard to what is below, in regards to the eyes, are brows to look and to extend from the river that stretches out, Bina. It is a place to draw from the river, to bathe in the whiteness of Fatik, the light of Chasadim, the milk that extends from Ima. It is so because when the Gvura, left line, spreads, and the eyes, Chochmah, are blazing in red from all the dinim, because she is Chochmah without Chasadim. The holy Atik, Ketel, shines his whiteness, the light of Chasadim, and blazes Zinima in upper Abba Vima, and then she is filled with milk, light of Chasadim, which is received from Ketel, and nurses those eyes. Then all the eyes bathe in the milk of upper Ima that is always flowing out, meaning that Chochmah, the eyes, clothes in Chasadim, that is, bathes the eyes in milk. It is written about it, his eyes are like doves beside streams of water, bathed in milk and reposed in their setting. Meaning they are bathing in a mother's milk that always and incessantly flows, since the zivug of upper Abba Ve'ima never stops. The se'arot, which are called eyebrows, are the forces of din that extend from the mitzach, from the masach of the yod in the avil that is there, on which upper Abba Ve'ima mate in a never-ending zivug, and they are hanging at the end of the mitzach. For this reason, they have the power to evoke upper Ima to impart her milk, light of Chasadim, to wash the eyes in it, meaning Chochmah, were it not for these se'arot, upper Ima would not be imparting Chasadim for washing the eyes, and without Chasadim, Chochmah cannot shine. This is regarded as the eyes blazing in the color red. The brows evoke upper Ima to impart Chasadim for washing the eyes. Without those Chasadim, Chochmah would not shine. It follows that the eyebrows give the power to supervise to all the guards. They give Chochmah the strength to illuminate, for without them she would not shine, because they are those dinim in the mitzach itself. However, those that are in the mitzach are for the zivuk of upper Abba Ve'ima. Those that have been breached and went outside are for what is below the forehead, for the eyes. 524. The Hotem of the Holy King Zeranpin is the correction of the Paltsuf. When the Gvurot expand and unite, these Gvurot unite and come out in one Gvura. And when the Dinim awaken and come out, each from his side, they are perfumed in the smoke of the altar. Then it is written, and the Lord smelled the sweet savor. Hotem de'atik de'arichanpin is different in that it does not need the smoke of the altar, because it is considered completely erich apayim, and the illumination Hasadim is called his Hotem. This is what King David commented a praise of David. The Hotem is the middle line that unites the two lines, the two eyes, since there are two times Chabad in the Rosh. One, two Oznaim and a Metzach. Chabad, or upper Abba Ve'ima, in which Chochmah disappears, two Einaim and a Chotem. Chabad, the Yishut, in which the Chochmah appears through the middle line, Chotem. The middle line carries the two kinds of dinim of Masach de Herik, Masach de Tzimtzum Aleph and de Tzimtzum Bet. It also contains dinim in the left line, its superior, and dinim in the upper one must be in the lower one. It follows that there are three kinds of dinim in it. Upper dinim of the left line from the point of Shuruk, two kinds of dinim de Masach of the point of Herik, and when they unite, the power of the middle line is complemented, deciding and unifying the two lines. Out of that unification, the middle line, called Chotem, is made and reveals the Chochmah. However, when they unite, they all rise to the upper Gvura, to Dinim of the left line, and are perfumed there. These Dinim were included in Gvura of the left line, and from there they come out and operate. If their unification is spoiled and they act separately, they can be corrected only by the smoke of the altar that rises from the offerings, since the smoke of the offering includes the unification of three kinds of Gvurot, each of which comes out to its side. They are not united, and the smoke of the altar reunites them. Then it is written, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. When Chochmah, called savor, appears, this is so in the Chotem of Zeranpin, where Chochmah de Yeshut appears. This Chochmah appears only through the correction of the Dinim, Sever. However, it is not actual Chochmah, but Bina that returned to being Chochmah. But Chotem de Arichanpin does not need corrections, because his actual Chochmah, called Chochmah Stima, shines in him. He is called Chotem from the words boundary and end. As it is written, and my praise I will restrain for you. Restrain comes from the word sealing, as in sealing that ends the illumination, which is called praise, as in the verse, when his lamp shone over my head, and the illumination of the Chotem is called praise. 525. The Oznaim of the king are when the will is present, and Ima nurses the light of Chasadim to Zeranpin, and the illumination of Holy Attic illuminates. Then the illumination of two mochot awakens, and the illumination of Abba Ve'ima and all those that are called the mochot of the king are flaming together. When they are flaming, they are called the ears of the Creator, because the prayers of Israel have been received. Then there is awakening for better and for worse. And in this awakening, the fowls awaken, meaning receive the voices of the world, and all of them are called heirs of the Creator. There is, illumination of three Mochin Chabad for dispensing the Chochmah, and there is illumination of two Mochin Chub alone for dispensing the Chasadim. The two Oznaim are upper Abba Ve'ima, which impart Chasadim in a never-ending Zivug, which are illumination of two Mochin. It was said that when the will is present and Iman nurses, upper Iman nurses the light of Chasadim to Ziranpin, and the illumination of the Holy Attic illuminates because the light of Chasadim extends from the illumination of Ketel, Holy Attic. At that time, the illumination of the two Mochot awakens and a Zivug is made of two Mochin to impart Chasadim to Ziranpin and illumination of Abba Ve'ima, which is Zivug of Upper Abba Ve'ima, and all those who are called the Mochot of the King, Chub, since only Chub are called the Mochin of the King. But the Da'at is essentially only Tiferet, that rose and decided between Chub, since it is not a complete Moach. When they are flaming together, they are called the Oznaim of the Creator for two reasons. One, because of the prayers of Israel, who prayed for disclosure of light of Chasadim. Their prayer was answered, and the Chasadim flowed out. This is why they are called Oznaim, which hear the prayer. There is a sentence there. Is the Masach on which the Zivug was made good or bad? In Katnut it is bad, for then it punishes the wicked, and in Gadlut it is good, for it is all Rachamim. This is why they are called Oznaim, from the words Moznaim, scales of the sentence. In this awakening, the winged ones, the angels that receive the voices of the world, meaning raising of man, awaken through the Zivug of Upper Abba Ve'ima to raise man there. 526. The Panim of the King Ziranpin is the illumination of Upper Abba Ve'ima and their expansion over the three points, Cholom, Shuruk, and Hirik, that shine in Cholom, in the circle in Shuruk, and flame in Hirik, in this Rosh of the King. Then, testimony extends from them, which is illumination of Chochmah, which testifies in the King Ziranpin. The shape of the King is more dignified than all. At the Rosh, there is the upper Chesed and Gvura. The illumination of upper Abba Ve'ima divides illumination of Abba into three lights, and illumination of Ima into two lights, thus five lights. Chug are included in one light, thus six. Chesed is crowns and flames in the two lights that illuminate it, and they are eight. And Gvura illuminates in one light, thus nine lights. When all the lights join together, they are called the shape of the King. And then it is written, the Lord will go forth like a mighty man. He will arouse zeal like a man of war, since illumination of Chochmah extends only in Gvura. The lights of Upper Bina, which came out of Rosh De'Arichanpin, which is Abba Ve'ima, is complemented in three points. Cholam, Shuruk, Hirik. First, the Cholam comes out, the ascent of Malchut to Bina. At that time, Bina divides into two halves, where Keter and Chochmah are established as Ga Chabad, although there is only light of Chasadim in them, and they are called Abba or Upper Abba Ve'ima. Zat de Bina, which are called Ima, also divide into lights of that remained in the degree in Vak, and to Bina and Tum that fell to the degree of Ziranpin. Upon the exit at the point of Cholam, which is the ascent of Malchut Bina, Upper Bina, divided into two degrees. Abba, which is Gal de Bina, and Ima, which is Zat de Bina. Abba was established with Gal, the three lights, Chabad, and they are also called Upper Abba V'Ima. Ima is in two Kelim. Keter v'chokhma, with two lights, Nefesh Ruach, which was not established in Gal, because she needed the Or Chokhma. She too is called Yisut, and this is the Cholam. Afterwards, the Shuruk comes out, being the descent of Malchut from Bina to her own place, where Bina and Tum, that fell from Ima, rise back up and unite in the degree of Ima. Then she is completed with five Kelim, Keter, Chochma, Bina, and Tum, and with five lights, Nar and Chai. However, the Bina and Tum that rose did not completely join in Keter v'Chochma. Rather, Keter v'Chochma that remained in the degree were established as the right line, Chesed, and Bina and Tum that fell and returned were established as the left line, Gvura, and the domination was to the left line. At that point, the point of Shuruk came out, returning Bina and Tum to their degree and being established as the left line, Gvura, and Keter Chochma as the right line, Chesed, but dominated by the light of the left. The light of the right, Chesed, disappeared from there, and this is the Shuruk. Afterwards, the Chirik comes out. This is the arrival of the middle line that unites the two lines, Hug, in one another, sustaining the illumination of both. Then Ketil is crowned by the decision of the middle line, spreading in two lights, in the right line, Chesed, and in the left line, Gvura, meaning through the middle line. There are two discernments in that. One, after they unite, only the right line, Chesed, illuminates. Two, once they have united, the light of the left illuminates in clothing of the right. That is, afterwards it is crowned a second time, and the Gvura, light of the left line, shines in its illumination by clothing in Chesed. This is the point of Hirik, when all of these lights unite. They are called the shape of the king.
527.
I want to remind you about the connection and the expectation of the reforming light.
527. The lips of the king, when the light of Abba illuminated, meaning Upper Abba Ve'ima, it illuminated in three lights, Chochma, light of Upper Chesed, Bina, light of the Moach of the king, and Da'at, when the Yud rose to the Avir and remained hanging still until the light of Ima illuminated, meaning Yishsut. When the Yod went out of the Avir, once more, the light returned to its place and five lights illuminated in five Kelim. 528. From what did Ima illuminate? Two Yesodot were established from the Malchut that rose to the place of Bina, since they were mingled in one another, and the Malchut that acquired the form of Bina became Yesod of Bina in Abba, and the form of Malchut herself became Yesod of Chochma de Abba, which is called a trail. It clung to it as a male to a nukva, which is the 50th gate. And the trail of Chochma de Abba illuminated in the path of Bina de Abba, and Bina in Abba was impregnated and gave birth to five lights, Kechab Tum de Ima, who is Yisut, in the same order as the three points, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. 50 gates on many lights were carved on these five lights, which are Kechab Tum, and each of them comprises 10 Sfirot, thus they are 50. Opposite them are 49 pure Panim and 49 impure Panim in the Torah. One remains uncounted, the 50th gate, and that one illuminates everything. This is the trail of Abba, who is Moshe, to whom the 50th gate was given to. The light of Abba, The third light remains hanging until the light of Ima illuminates. It remains hanging even after the exit of the Yud from Avir de Ima, because in Abba the Yud never comes out of his Avir. When Abba and Ima join together and clothe in the King of Serampin, they are called the King's Lips. Abba dresses in the upper lip and Ima in the lower lip. This is why he sentences words of truth.
Would anyone like to ask a question along the way?
Can I ask about the morning lesson?
Yes.
This morning we talked about hanging on to the point, connecting us to the Creator, and also the disturbances.
To enlarge the point.
In order to create that area. But during the day, I find myself just really within my...
To go back to the point of adhesion.
What does that mean?
The smallest point of adhesion that you can have. Other than that, I don't want anything else. I'm annulling everything. I'm not hearing anything. That's it. I just want to feel the melech in the point. That's it. And then you start over again. Okay, onwards. Okay, so you're keeping the connection and expecting the reforming light.
529. The opening of the mouth depends on the lips of Serampin, because that is concealed in the mouth of the king, who is called Tiferet, Serampin, since that is the expansion of Tiferet, Serampin, which is Serampin that rose and became the middle line to unite Abba Ve'ima. All the treasures and the colors united in Da'at as it is in the middle line. Also, that Da'at is concealed in the mouth and fills all the rooms and corridors, meaning it expanded in Chagat Nahi de Serampin, as Chagat are called rooms, and Nahi are corridors. When the light of Da'at awakens and comes out, it is called the mouth of the Creator. When the lips, which are the two lights of Abba Ve'ima, meet the light of Da'at, they unite through it into one. And the matters are determined in truth, in Chochmah, Tfunah, and Da'at. Then all the words of the Creator are decided in those Chabad. 530. Chabad illuminate in Rosh Serampin, in the form of Ima. From there they expand and crown in the Guf of Serampin. When Chabad conjoin in one crown, they are the king's palate, which is at the beginning of the Guf, and is called the sweetness of the king. This is why it is written, "Taste and see that the Lord is good," since the sense of taste is in the palate. Also, all the kings, rulers, and ministers depend upon this palate, as it is written, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. 531. There is the wholeness of everything in this palate, and all the letters are in them. The four letters, Aleph, Acha, are from the outlet of the throat. Aleph is the light of Holy Atik, the most hidden of all that are hidden, Keter. Chet is the light of Chochmah, which is not found and is unattained, because it was concealed in Mocha Stimad Arechampin, and does not extend to the Patsufim of Atzilut, as it is written, man does not know its value. The letter He is light of Ima, Bina, which returns to being Chochmah, from whom arrives all the Chochmah in the Patsufim of Atzilut. It shines, drawn out, comes out, waters all, and nurses the children, Zon, until his holy ointment comes and fills the righteous, Yesod, which unites with the bottom Nukva, Malchut, which is blessed by him, and they do not separate. The abundance of Ema is white out of red, that is, the left, red, is included in the right, which is white, as it is written, to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. It is written about Ema, myrrh is red and frankincense is white. Ayin is the light of Ayin, 70 faces, that feed on the wind that comes out of the mouth, the 70 names of the Creator, Zerampin. Corresponding to them on the earth, it is written, all the persons of the house of Yaakov who came to Egypt were 70. Since Yaakov is a tree in the earth, corresponding to Zerampin, and his 70 souls are 70 branches of the tree. 432. From these four letters, Acha, the four letters, Gachak, illuminate from the outlet of the palate. From the Aleph of Acha shines the Gimel of Gichak, which is a good reward for the righteous, which is called a Gmul, reward, meaning Gimel. It is written about that, then you will delight in the Lord. From the letter Chet of Acha shines the Yod of Gichak, Chochmah, and is completely hidden in Yod, hidden on all its sides, for there is no white in it. This is why Chochmah is not present, as it is written, nor is it found in the land of the living. From the letter He of Acha shines the Chaf of Gachak, meaning light and oil of the ointment, which is poured out of Ema to a place called Keren. It is called Corner of the Yovel, because Corner is Malchut and Yovel is Bina. Malchut, that receives the abundance of Bina, is called the corner of the Yovel. This is the kingdom of David, and this is why there is anointing for the kings only with the letter Kaf. 533. The Kaf of Kechak illuminates from the Ayin of Acha, as the Ayin is 70, having 7 Sfirot Chagat Nehim, in each of which are 10 Sfirot. So is Kof Mea, because there is Chabad in her as well, the perfection of the 10 Sfirot. For this reason, there is the perfection of everything in the palate, and anyone who knows this secret and is watchful with it is happy. 534. The goof of the king is the expansion of the Sfirat Tiferet, in which the colors white and red unite, meaning the two lines, right and left, and the body, the middle line, unites them. The king's arms are the lights Chug, the two lines, right and left, and the goof is the middle line that unites them. His intestines are the internality and are corrected in Da'at, which enters the Rosh, and sentences between the two lines Chub, expanding to the internality and within the Guf Tiferet. 535. The thighs unite in two lights, Netzach v'Hod. The thighs and the two kidneys unite in one place, because the two kidneys are Netzach v'Hod as well, where all the ointment is collected and all the oil of the body. From there extends every holy ointment to the Yesod of the world, to Yesod, from a place called World, which is Netzach v'Hod. This is why the Lord of Hosts is his name, since Netzach v'Hod is Hosts. 536. All the corrections come to unite in the Nukva until Yesod receives all the oil of the holy ointment and pours it to the Nukva, Malchut, who is blessed by it when the Dinim are established below and established above. Also, all the corrections are the kings, which are the holy name, in joy and wholeness, and they are all one. Then he is within them, as it is written, God takes his stand in his own congregation. He judges in the midst of the rulers. Hence the dinim are regarded as fire, as light and cooking come from the fire when it is set up in the right vessels and destroys everything when it is not set up properly. So are the dinim. 537. When the dinim are not set up below, it is seemingly so above. All the corrections are not established so. This is because Ima departs from over the children, Zon. The children do not nurse. The Yesod does not pour out to the Nukva, Malchut. All the dinim awaken, and the strong serpent rules. It would seem that all the corrections of the king have departed due to the din. Because Nukva is not blessed, and the righteous Yesod is not receiving for her, and the strong serpent rules. Woe unto the world which suckles from them. 538. Rabbi Elazar revealed all these corrections, so he would not come to the next world disgraced. Now they must appear for the friends, for they know and understand the matters. Indeed, they must know them, as it is written, "And you shall know that I am the Lord." It is written, "And you shall know that I am the Lord." And indeed, matters have been reconciled in our heart. Happy are we in this world and in the next.
539. I saw him in a dream, and I asked, "This Yod of the name Havayah is Chokhmah. Why is the He of Havayah Bina?" He replied, "It is written, and a river comes out of Eden to water the garden. The river that comes out of Eden is Bina. It comes out of Eden, which is Chokhmah. This is why the Yod is hidden within that river, meaning Chokhmah, and the Yod spreads the light of Bina above, right, and below, left, which are four. Afterwards, Bina brought forth a son beneath her, who is Vav, the middle line, and became as the Hay. This is why Yud-Hay is Hub. Then she begot and brought forth that son and placed him in front of her. This is why he is Yud-Kei-Vav, since the Vav sat before her, so she would nurse it. We learn about it that the He was initially Dalit, and when the male Chokhmah conjoined with her, she was conceived with one son, and she was called He. Then she begot him and brought the Vav, meaning that son, outside of her and placed him in front of her. It is written about that, and a river comes out of Eden. It is Bina that comes out of Chokhmah, who is called Eden, from whom she came out to water the garden, Malchut, to nurse it. 540. I held his hands and kissed him on his hand. With this refinement, I awoke. I wept and laughed, and 3 days went by without me eating anything. One because of joy, one because I was not privileged with seeing him another time. For this reason, I immediately became connected to him, since when the law shines for me, I see his shape awakening before me. Happy are the righteous in this world and in the next. It is written about them, surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your face. And in all the things that I have said to you, be watchful. 541. And in all the things that I have said to you, be watchful, meaning I have elaborated to you about my work. Be watchful that nothing bad comes to you. Be watchful only of my watching and guarding, and do not mention the name of other gods. Another interpretation for do not mention the name of other gods, do not wonder, for you will fall among the nations in another land, and the words, "and there shall you serve other gods," will come true in you. 542. And in all the things that I have said to you, be watchful. Hear, my people, and I will admonish you. Let there be no strange God among you. I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. David said these verses in the spirit of holiness, and they shall be examined. Hear, my people, the Torah warned man in several places. In several places does the Creator warn man, and it is all for man's benefit. So we will keep the mitzvot of the Torah, for all who keep the ways of Torah and engage in it, it is as though they engage in the holy name. 543. The whole of the Torah is the name of the Creator. One who engages in it, it is as though he engages in the holy name, since the whole of the Torah is only one holy name, a superior name, a name that includes all other names. And one who withdraws a single letter from it, it is as though he put a blemish in the holy name. And do not mention the name of other gods. Do not add to the Torah, and do not withdraw from it. For he makes a flaw in the holy name and strengthens the other gods. The name other gods is one who engages in other books, which are not on the side of Torah. Nor let them be heard from your mouth, meaning it is forbidden to even mention them and learn any reasoning from them, especially reasoning that regards the Torah.
In the last few days, I'm feeling a great frustration, like a little boy, that the Creator should give me, give a smack to some of my friends in the group. I feel frustration that I need the Creator that will give he should hit one of my friends so that I will keep I will keep my intention.
Why wouldn't he let you? Why wouldn't he give you a hit, a blow? Why would you ask for something like that for your friends?
I'm not asking for the actual the hitting. I can't by myself.
What would it help you if your friend got a blow?
If I see that a friend receives a blow, I can actually hold the intention on the Creator, and that's the only way I can actually hold its intention. Because during routine, I can't hold on to it. I just need that blow on a friend so that I can actually hold on to the intention.
And that you're not able to hold that intention, that's not a blow itself? What blow are you referring to that the friend needs to get? I don't understand this calculation. About the friend that's ill? And then you're able to think about him? That's something else, but not that you're asking for the friend. Now it's clear, but before, the way he was saying, I didn't understand it. Okay, go on. Okay, so we don't need it. Of course, we need to always be thinking about whoever's ill and be with him and be connected and help with any effort that we can give and to pray. But that's it. But to never ask for a blow to happen. We want to connect and rise through good and from praising the Creator and having a yearning for Him, from His greatness, not because He giving us deficiencies. The greatness of the Creator is the reason that's drawing us towards Him. And that's what we need to work. And if you are not doing it, then that is the blow. Okay? Let's finish with that. Let's sing.
Shevetachim gam yachad Hine matov manaim Shevetachim gam yachad Hine matov Shevetachim gam yachad Hine matov Shevetachim gam yachad Hine matov manaim Shevetachim gam yachad, hine matov umanayim. Shevetachim gam yachad, hine matov.